Parshas Lech Lecha, we have Mechama Stuma between the four Malachim, the five Malachim, the one person, I guess that's familiar, is Malach Stoim. At the end of it, Malach Stoim tells Avram, Tell me a nefesh v'chush kachloch. And Avram tells him, Hari moisi yodel Hashem kelelion kleine shemayim v'oretz, im mechut v'atzorich nal, vim ekach mikol ha-shaloch, loisem ani ashates Avram. So the tshuva of Avram is that he refuses to take it, and dafka just whatever he spent, the money, and so on and so forth. The reason why he didn't take it, so there are a lot of reasons given in different places. You have either didn't want to take money from Rishoyim because it's a schus for them, he didn't want to base his own metzias on Rishoyim, that's another problem. He wanted to be Bateach Bakarish Baruch Hu and not get from someone else, even if it's Bateach Bakarish Baruch Hu, Bakarish Baruch sends it through some Shliach, but it says, Maise Nisim he didn't want, since it was Shaladech HaTev, it's completely not Shaykh Todim. Those are all Pirushim that are true Pirushim about where the person is supposed to take the money from. But Lamaise Chazal over here say that in the Schus of Michut Vatzorich Nal, there was zeiche to the chut of tzitzis and the sroich of tefillin. That the Gemara says, Saita Gemara says, Chulin, that the two inyanim of not taking, he was zeiche those mitzvahs. So we will have to find some sort of inyan that are, you know, first of all, it seems of all the mitzvahs in the world, these two mitzvahs seem to be just left field. I mean, they're very wonderful mitzvahs, the Gvaldike mitzvahs, but we have to find some specific schar that shayach to these mitzvahs that's also shayach to this. And it's hard to understand if all the other minyanim that we're talking about in terms of where not to take money from, they're very important minyanim, but they don't seem to have any specific shayaches to chut nesroich nal of tzitzis and tefillin. So we'll have to try to find the which are the nekudas of toiv of not taking that specifically shayach to chut nesroich nal, because lemaisa he used that lashon and was zeichet to do mitzvahs because of it. We find Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says that there are, take a look, ma bein talmidos Avraham Avinu talmidos Bilam Rasha. And it lists three different inyanim about Ayin Ra, Nefesh Rechava, and so on, Ruach Gevoah. Three inyanim of Midas that are specifically shayach to Avram versus Bilam. First of all, Bechal, we find Moshe is against is Lumasa with Bilam. They come in Be Yisrael, but come Bum Esoilam. Bilam was an Amud of Chachma. So Lemaisa, he was the Chachma of Nevuah. Yet there's an Akud of Avram. We spoke a few times about it, that Mitzad, the Darga of where he was holding, it was an Indian of Chachma, an Indian of Nevuah, but the problem was the Yisayd Advarim, that it was based on Midas that weren't good. But it picks, it seems to pick things that are Midas, nice Midas. But you're talking about Bilam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. So when you take a look at a Rotzeach and you say, what's the problem? You're going to say, well, he's a shtickle Bal Gaiva, he's a shtickle this. I mean, you're talking about inyanim that are, Ruach Nemucha, we title somebody Ruach Nemucha as a very nice title, but the opposite, it doesn't strike us as being something so terrible. I mean, what's the nekud of Bilam? Bilam, as a Rasha, Bilam wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael, period. A. And he was willing, he had a certain streak of Minos that he was willing to distort HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas against the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there was a nekud of Kish of Avodah Zarah, and there's a nekud of Retzicha, of Kiloyan. But, I mean, you're talking about Midas Tevis, he was lacking in Ayin Ra, Ruach Nemuchabs, doesn't seem to be things that are very, that's a sheirish for the Ra, that's him. The Rav And the Rambam over there, Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, and the Rav both say that the Ayin Ra is the midah of Ayin Ra is histapkus b'muot. That Avram Avinu was mistapik b'muot, and they bring the pasuk from over here that he says v'mchut atzroich now, that he wasn't willing to take anything from Sdai. Now, so histapkus b'muot certainly seems to us as a mila mida toiva. It doesn't seem to be to us, if we say on somebody's mistapik b'muot, we say, well, it's a very edel in the kud in the person. But if we say somebody's not mistapik b'muot, and therefore is a bil marasha, mistapik b'muot is a very, very nice midas chassidus of sorts. It's not something that to describe that the opposite of it is bilam. But also, the pasuk is mechut atzroich now. The mistapik b'muot to us seems to mean he lives a simple lifestyle. So a person, l'mashal, who needs a lot, needs a big income, and a person who doesn't need much needs a small income. Whether he gets the income from himself or from somebody else does not seem to be relevant to this nekuda of histapkus b'muot. It could be that I need only a few hundred dollars to live on, but I take it from somebody else. It could be that I need hundreds of thousands of dollars to live on, but I earn it myself. Where is histapkus? Where is the mid of histapkus bound up with im ekach? Certainly somebody who needs a lot, there's more chance that he's going to be niskak to people, because it's very hard to make that type of money. But it's not bechreach, it's not the same midas. One midah is the level of lifestyle a person has. The other midah is, does he take from himself or does he take from others? They're not even, we would say it's incorrect. If we ask somebody, we'd say somebody is a gewaldike midah of his tafis muot, he doesn't take from other people. Maybe he earns a few hundred thousand dollars himself, but he lives like a king. So we have to understand the midah of his tafis that the Rav and the Rambam put down over here, and they specifically assigned it to Avram because of the chut atzroich now. There's a pasuk in Mishlei, a very strange pasuk. The pasuk is it's a pasuk that's brought down by Sfarim a lot. The pasuk is Laluka Shnei Bonis. Aluka is a leech, and it says the leech has two daughters. Have hin omreis. They say all the time, give me. In other words, have would like give me. And then it says, Sholosh heina lo tisbana. There are three brias that never become full. Arba lo omru hoin, and four never say they've accomplished. Sholosh lo tisbana, the three that never become full, is Sha'oil and Oitzer and Racham. So Sha'oil and Oitzer are Lashonis of Gehenim Pashtus, and Racham is the Racham of a woman. It could also mean Lashon Gehenim Barakapanim. Sha'oil is the first one. Sha'oil is a word meaning both an abyss and meaning Gehenim. So the Maral speaks about this a lot in a lot of different places, and I want to explain it. Chazal say also that the two Brias that are the two daughters of Aluka are the mid of Rashus, meaning government, power, authority. That's one daughter. And the other one is Minas, is Apikarsis. It's very hard to understand. I mean, Minas is a bad thing. Rashus in its bad sense is not a good thing. But where's the... I don't know, they found two bad things. Kodesh and Avodah Zarah and Ritzicha. Gila Rayas and Avodah Zarah. I mean, they found Rashus and Minas, and both Rashus and Minas are things that are Bnos Aluka. They say have. Where do we see it? Rashus is easier to see. Authority, power out of control. Apikarsis is it could be an apikarsis who's on the ascetic side. Doesn't need so much. Where did Chazal find it in these two nekudas? They found this in you. So Mel speaks in a lot of places. he uses the morale when he speaks about Gehenim, when he speaks about the Olam that's Ra, he talks about it in terms of Heder, in terms of non-existence, in terms of non-being. That's the way he describes it. When he speaks in terms of Ruchni versus Gashmi, he talks about Chaser. I want to understand this, because the Maral himself, Betzim, speaks about it. He stells through this Inyan to our Inyan in the Sivaisha, and we need to understand that Nakuda. Every Chelik, the entire Bria, comes into the world with two sides to it. A Chaser and a Mali. It says, L'mashal, by the Levana, that the Levana always faces away from the sun. It's one of the simanim. It's chelik that's chaser, faces away from the sun. The chama never faces the part of Levana that's missing. And that's one of the simanim to know about Kiddush HaChodesh, whether the Eidim are honest or not. And the point is, the Levana gets from the chama. In as much as it gets from the chama, it is a chaser. It's cool. You know, it's klapid the chama, it is kulay chaser. And that's its mitzias of not having anything. It has nothing of its own. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates every nivra that's created in the world, in so much as his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the relation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is the thing that is chaser to the thing that is complete. The shalom to the chasa is the relationship of the bayit to the nivra. And that's why when we daven Shemoneh Esrei, three times a day, we place ourselves klapa HaKadosh Baruch Hu as chaserim. That's our mitzvah, klapa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klapa de bria, our tzura should be a tzura being something that's molly. In other words, since I am, at least in my tzura gashmis, I am what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted in this world, then I am complete. I'm a davar shalei. So mitzad my mitzias to the world, I have my entire mitzias. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us an ayin with which to fulfill our chisaron ruchni. A person looks around the world and he says, Olam chesed yibane. I'm lacking in chesed. I'm lacking in Torah and Das and so on. For that, a person has an eye that is the instrument of ambition to get that. We can look around the Bria and say, oh, Pliny is so much taller than me. I'm missing a foot in height. Pliny is wealthier than me. I'm missing the money. Pliny has a nicer house than me. I'm missing the house. The eye in itself, because it's given the ability to perceive what's missing, therefore it's mashlim the chelik of the person that's chaser. It can also turn the chelik of the person that's mole into chaser. So the simplest example of it is, a person can be very, very comfortable with the watch he has. So he has a watch, it tells the time, and it's very good. He sees somewhere else a watch that's nicer, better, different, whatever it is, and now he needs the watch. When did he become a chaser? A person, l'mashal, doesn't have a watch, and he keeps coming late or whatever it is. So the person says, okay, this is a genuine chaser that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me to be mamali. I need to have this. A person, l'mashal, turns hungry. So the body is built to turn hungry. When a person turns hungry, he is a chaser. And that chisaron is a chiyuv on him to fulfill. That's. But the person is sitting, and then somebody brings something very appetizing, and all of a sudden becomes hungry. You ate already. The teretz is, a person has the ability with his ayin to create chisaron in himself. It's perceived chisaron, but it's real, but in his nefesh it becomes chisaron. So an ayin toiv is something that looks around at the world and sees whatever's the whatever is theirs is theirs. He doesn't perceive what he sees as his chisaron, and an ayin roah is something that perceives everything in the world as him missing it. My eye says nice house, and it's not mine, so I'm lacking the house. Therefore, an ayin toiv sees nice house, his house, and it's his, and ashrei v'tov lo. An ayin roah says, I'm missing a house. I don't have such a house. So the midah, the fundamental midah, that's toifis the bria, that's toifis his self in the bria, as a chosa, as a mole, is in the ayin. Famous, I don't go through it again, famous by Alexander, when, you know, the eye, when they showed him an eye from Gan Eden, everything in the world, it was heavier than everything else, and if you covered it up, it was lighter. I won't go off into that. But upon him, that's the bit of Ayin Roah and Ayin Toiv. His statkus is not the mida of needing, of not, it's not only the mida of not being, of not needing a lot. The mida of his statkus is that the person has his sipuk within him. He has his own ability to fulfill himself. Whatever he needs to fulfill himself is within himself. He has this, his stapkus is that he has, the Rishonim don't call the stapkus bemuot, they call it midas ha-stapkus. Shalom speaks like that in the Maral. It's the midah of having your needs. Ezus Asher Lemech Bechalko means that he has all his needs built in and he's not a chaser. Bemis Chazal say this, it's a Gemara that's a little bit stuma, and this is the pshat, and the Maral says it pretty much. It says, Godel Mashenema, it's a Yigir Kapayim, from what it says by Yerushamayim. Because by Yigir Kapayim it says, Ashrecha v'toivach, Ashrecha boil mahazah v'toivach mahaba, and by Yerushamayim it only says that it's good no'olam haba. And Tovloch alone is Olam Haba. And it's very hard to understand. What's the Tzushli Yigi Kapayim to Yerushamayim? I mean, the two separate in Yonim. The Teretz is Yigi Kapayim means Yerushamayim is somebody that is. He perceives his chasak klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the midah toiv of Yerushamayim. So that's a great midah, and that's a midah of Olam Haba. But in Olam Hazeh, this person is a miserable person. He is going through the world suffering because Lasid Lovo is going to get a lot of schar. He knows he has a shleimus mitzad, his tzurah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is no shleimus in this world. In this world, he's a chassid, but he's suffering l'man Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reward him for all the years. Samcheinu kimoisin yisanu. Yegi kapayim means, within myself, I have what I need for myself. In this world also, I have the kelim I need. So it's just like sometimes you find an almost ironic situation. An amateur who's starting to, he wants to become a Baal Malach, he wants to be a handyman. He buys the fanciest tools with all the shtick and everything. Somebody who's an experienced person has a handful of tools, and that's what he needs. He knows exactly what he needs. All the other stuff is yesik and manenokul dummy. All I need is this. It's good for everything. Everything works out with it. The shleimus that's built in within the person is called yegi kapayim. I only need to open up my hands and work with them, and I have what I need within myself. So you have a midah of a nivra to be mistapic within himself, and that midah is called the midah of ayin toiva. And you have a midah of a nivra where he sees the whole, whatever is there, he's missing. That's the difference between, first of all, we said the Gemara that says that there's shtei bonus taluka, have. One is roshus, one is minus. So roshus is easy to understand. Roshus is something which people crave power. We see it more, in mail of money, for instance, we can translate into tanugim. So if a person craves more and more money, we say he's going to buy a fancier house, a more comfortable bed, a nicer car, the chulu. We can translate it eichshu as an extension of the physical. In order to have a lot of taivas, he needs a lot of money. Okay. Power is something. The only reason why I'm moilach over 126 countries. Why in 127 countries? The teretz is, if there's a country not under my power, my power is lacking. It's only that type of drive that I'm missing it, except for this. There's a that is Russia. So Russia is easier to minus. The oimik of minus is also like that. If a person is maimin in a bria, bekavana tchila, then this is my metzias. My metzias is the person with these kalim, and by definition, I have what I need within me. The midah of having within me what I need is a toitzar, the fact that I'm a bria bekavana. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a person lacking something, but I'm a sholem. Just like if somebody were to say a bowl is hollowed out, it's lacking the middle. Not lacking the middle, it's supposed to be a bowl. So a bowl has a hole in the middle. That's what it's supposed to be. It's bekavana tchila. If that's the bria, then that's what I am. If we don't have a muna, if you don't dehair a bria with a kavana tchila, then the sum total of the bria is everything there is in the world. And whatever I don't have, I'm missing. It's been divided. The world is divided. So I can, whatever I don't have, I'm lacking. If another person is stronger than me, I'm lacking that strength. If somebody else is smarter than me, I'm lacking that seichel, and so on. So in the world of minus and the world of rushes, both of them make the person into a chasa be'etzim. It's only when a person is a maimon that, and he has an ayin toiva, that the person is not a chasa. So the moral says in many places, and this is the world toiv and ra, is translates itself in the bria as sholem and chasa. That which is toiv in the bria perceives itself as sholem is sholem. And again, mitzad the bria, certainly klapi ruchnis is the other way around, because that's klapi, the panim klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But klapi the bria, toiv perceives itself as sholeh, and ra perceives itself as chaser. And once something is a chaser, then there are no holds barred. For instance, if a person is hungry, really hungry, people will do terrible things to eat, because they're really chaseres. Everything in the bria tries to fill up the vacuum. That's it. And if a person is choking, he will, and he's lacking air, he will struggle mightily to try and to get some air, because the bria doesn't tolerate, and never doesn't tolerate his chisaron. Person will do anything to stay away from a chisaron. So if a person perceives himself as a chasa, then there's nothing else around to stop him. It starts as a sheirish, but in its mitzias, if Achav sees the krumim of Israel as being his, he's lacking that nice kerem, he will kill him in order to get it, because that's his mitzias. That's the difference. Bilam is called Miloshin Blia. He chose to swallow it up. The psukim portray the Bullock and Bilam versus Klai Yisrael as Kinna. They filled up the whole world, and there's no stopping them. It wasn't really a threat of them of themselves. I was so worried about. They knew there was a haftach, it was a shvua, but the idea that they're taking the whole world and we're being left behind. The word blia, when you swallow something, is it's like a vacuum sucks things in very powerfully. When a person eats, he's eating. When a person is swallowing things, it's a desperate need to fill myself up when I'm missing something. Either the thing itself is so good, I must have it, or I'm so desperately hungry. That's when you get blia. It says Bilam was called Bilam because he wanted to swallow the world. So Bilam stands, Lu'umas Avram, in the basic tfisa of what the bria is. Is the bria a makrim of of is everything is a davar shalom b'fnei atzmoi, and therefore it's ayin toiva, or is the pshat that I am a chassid to everything that the bria has, and b'meila the midah zayin ra. The by Avraham Avinu, the hakaron HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we said before, that minus is one of the two things that is. The bonus of that aluka, of that says hav. A daluka is ra. Every bria has its own blood circulation, and the blood is its atzmius, kadamu anefesh. Everything we perceive its life force as being in the blood. The closest we can get to a life force is the circulation, the warmth of the blood, and that's why kadamu nefesh, and dam is also because it's nefesh thing. A person's nefesh goes out to damatamsis and so on. The aluka is a bria that sees the need to latch on to other people's blood. For us, forget, our blood is our blood. Our blood needs bread and something else and water and so on. We need things to build blood, but blood is our own. To suck out somebody else's blood is the pshat that my very metzias is lacking a metzias. I need somebody else's circulatory system. So the aluka is the etzem bria of ra, and it has in itself and it has two daughters. It expresses itself in two ways. The Mepharshim say daughters because in the cave is always a chaser, and they say hav. The whole metzias is the need to suck in the chiyus from the world around him. And then it says there are three things that no sevia, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's she'ol, which is gehenim, and racham, which even though it's a woman's womb, but there's a yesh me'ayin over there. It's not shayach sevia on that. I'll talk about it some other time. Lakapanim, that's the pasuk that's referring to. So the koyach of Ra and the Bria that was there was the koyach of have, and so on. Avraham Avinu was facing off stone, was facing off the Melech Stoim. Stoim itself had this sheirish of the lack of nedivus was because I am a chaser. Whatever anyone else has is machser me. And b'meila, even though the official policy was everybody live on their own, but because they saw that giving anything of yours is machser your own koima. Avraham Avinu didn't take from them, especially from them, but his not taking was the mid of his stapkus, because he said, Avraham Avinu, because he was the Roish L'chol Ma'aminim, because he was the opposite, he was two things the Pasuk says about him. Anocha Ofer Ve'efer is Anova, that's Keneged the Inyan of Roshos, and the fact that it was the Roish L'chol Ma'aminim, and that's Keneged the Minus, he was somebody that said, I am not a person that needs. In Michut HaTzorich now, there's nothing that I need. Not even the smallest thing do I need to take from the Bria. It's not the Midah that he lives simply. If he lives simply, even a person who lives simply needs shoelaces. So, I mean, you can't, nothing fancy about shoelaces, nothing fancy about thread to sew up a beged. But he says, the Midah is his stop, because not his stop, because it's Memuad. His Ezer Asha Sameh Pechalke, Avraham Avinu was someone that his own Metzias was caught up in itself. He was able to have his entire Sipuk from his own Metzias. The two mitzvahs, we asked, what about the two mitzvahs of Michut HaTzorich Na'al? Why of all the mitzvahs are these two mitzvahs? So the emes is like this. Almost all mitzvahs are perceived as being a something which is outside of a person. I take a shofar and I blow a shofar. I did a gevaldik mitzvah. And then the shayfa is gone, and that's the end of it. I took lulav and esrig, I ate sukkah, many, many things that I did. I davened, I learned. Those are things that I did, and that's that. Olam Haba, it becomes part of my in Metzias, but in Olam Hazeh, we don't have any hechatimtza of an inyan that is really, the mitzvah doesn't become a permanent part of us. Mitzvah's mila is the one thing where it's be'etzim in the guf. But an outside inyan to become mitzurv to myself, I don't have it, except for two mitzvahs. A person's begodim are a chelik of the person. A person's memnusa mechabdusa, a person's begodim are something, it's not a possession. I have a car, but clothing is me. It's as part of me as you can get in something that's not physically myself. Tefillin and tzitzis are both in yonim of levush. Both in yonim that become nischaba to the koyim of the person. A person is kosher tefillin to himself and is misatif betalisoi. So those are two inyanim that I'm able to make it part of my mitzias. Anything that I perceive as being outside, if my perception is that the things outside belong to me, then I'm surrounded by outside things. If my perception is that whatever I have, whatever mitzias I was given is me, then it's shayach to be mitzayach to my koyma. It works in both directions. A person who's not nene migi kapayim, and I mean it in the broader sense of the word. So I'm always surrounded by outside things. I'm always surrounded by things that I borrowed from someplace, took from someplace, imitated from someplace, and so on. When I take things that are part of, if my metzias is things that are shayach to myself, then it becomes part of me. A lot of times we're mafchin, and it's hard to tell. We sometimes look at a person who's a big tzaddik with a lot of chumras and hidurim and maisim toiv mitzvahs, and it looks very natural. I guess for a better word, we'll put it that way. And then we look at somebody else, and it looks like a Purim spiel. Looks like a chuchot lulah. There's something about it that you say it's not real. What's the nekuda that we sort of have an intuitive feel for, but it's hard to put a finger on it? The teretz is, did it come mineu bei? Is it something, an outgrowth of his natural person? And then it's part of his metzias. Of course, this is a person that yells and screams during davening and walks around. It's him. That's him. And this person, we say, this person is praving. He might have good kavanas, and he might have lousy kavanas. He might be some a shaita. But we say to himself, he's carrying on. It's not him. The ability for a mitzvah to be mitzvah to the tzuris adam is be'ikatoli in this inyan of istapkus. A person that is a yigi kapayim, that he takes things from himself, that becomes part of his tzura. And the things that the person borrows from outside, if he perceives an outside thing as needs to become part of his arsenal, part of his repertoire, then it's an outside thing that doesn't stick to him. So the schus of Avraham Avinu, where he was oimid on that whatever I am or whatever I have is me, that gave him the ability to stick to, that was a schus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him two mitzvahs that become mitzurif to the Adam himself. So in a global picture, if we're talking about fundamental midas of Toiv and Ra, the fundamental midah of Toiv is something that is the sense klapi the world, the half of the person that's facing the world, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Sholem. The half of us that's facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, Atachon Adam Das, Hashiveinu, Rifa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, everything is you. The face of mind that faces HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I face it with my tzad, that's chaser. Like we said about Avraham Melech, when he told Michal, I mean, I should prove the chbaras HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who gave me. Klape the world, klape the world outside, looking around the Nevroim, my tzura should be Dava Sholem. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in this world, and this is the tzura that he gave me, it's complete. I mean, obviously, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to be mishtadl after mishtadl, just like mishtadl mitzvahs that mishtadl for Parnassus and so on, but mitzad the tzura klolus of myself, I'm a Dava Sholem. That mida is called ayin toiva. That mida is called that's the sheirish of Avraham Avinu's histapkus, and that's a sheirish in the whole world of his yachsus, the world around me. The person who perceives himself a chasser makes himself a chasser. If I dehare myself as a chasser, I am a chasser. Imagine a person needs something, and he forgot that he has it. He has it in his drawer. He forgot he bought it, and he's running around looking for it when he has it by himself. Yikapayim in this world is mitpaken this world for what it is. The herring that a person's mitzias is complete is makes the person a happy person, and it's mitaken his mitzias in this world. It's nogea to us on both levels. Certainly in gashmis tikinyanim. I mean, a person, we're still in yeshiva and we're still not also in the world around us, so we're not so affected. But when a person when a person starts living in the world, the world labels things. The world is not terribly matukin in sinyan, and the world labels people. If you don't have this car, then you're missing the car. If you don't have this house, you're missing the house. The person has everything that's there in the world. He's a chasa to it. That's on a physical level, but it's also true on a ruchnistic level. Rav Olber writes in his one of his first parakim about when he speaks about kina in a yeshiva setting. He says a yeshiva is a place where people bring the most out of themselves. But by that same token, as you look around, you become very aware of what you're not. A child grows up at home, he's the best. Or if he has a nice family setup, everything's good and it's nice and it's fine. When he comes into a setting with other people, he develops more things that he has, and he becomes very painfully aware of what he doesn't have. And the person is a chasser. And it shters. It breeds one of two reactions. Either a person becomes depressed and shrivels up and says, what's the point of it? I don't have as good memory as this person. I don't come up with as good svaras as that person. I somehow can't make your shemayim doesn't snap out by me. It's just like that person. So the person shrivels up and kind of just becomes disheartened and leaves it. Or fakert, the person pushes his way aggressively. And either he does things that are not for him to do, this is not his avoided, it's not where he belongs, or the person pushes other people. This bad sheirish has many bad apples that it can produce. Understanding the person shleimus mitzad atzmoi, and understanding that the person has what he needs, because that's the mitzias revriya, that's called histapkus. There's a word in Maranayim is the Chnobla. I don't think he quite says this in a kudin way, but there's ruach hadvarim on this point. It says by tcheles that tzitzis is tcheles. Tcheles is doim leyam, yam doim rakia, rakia is the kis hakoved, and that's where it is. So he says the mitzvah of tzitzis doesn't quite say it. He tells it so, but the kudin's mind. The mitzvah of tzitzis is. It's doim to this, doim to this, and doim to that. It's a kiyum of the pasuk. Loi b'shamayim hi, v'loi me'eva layam. In other words, if I want to find a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't need to go up to Shemayim and look at the tcheles. I don't need to see it in the yam. Ki karav adov alecha me'oid. It's on my body. The mitzvah, Avraham Avinu was mezake to us. The mitzvah of tzitzis, that we don't need to find it somewhere else. We don't need to find it up there. We don't need to find it over there. We on our guf, as close as we can get to us, it's a karav adova lecha me'oid. A person should, even ruchnis, my kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique, and his kesher is unique. It is not missing anything from the outside, unless it's something that I can attain. And obviously, it's not meant to foster atzlus, but it's meant, it should become yegia kapecha. It's yegia kapayim getoichal. It should be your yegia kapayim. It's in my hands. If I will sweat it out and work hard, I have it within me. And anything that's not within me, I don't need. It's not chaser. It's an extraordinary inyan. The whole world of toiv is totally on this nekuda. If a person is toifisit, then his growth in ruchnis is healthy. He doesn't kriech off into mishagasim. He doesn't kriech off into other people's turfs. He does not develop. It doesn't go off because it's within him. And the person also is ashrecha v'toivlach. The person's this world metzias, his struggle in this world is not with what he doesn't have, but with what he has. If a person's yigia is to bring out what he has, then a person is a happy person. People like doing things that this is what they are, and this is what they can accomplish, and this is what they do accomplish by working hard enough at it. People are frustrated when they try to do something that they're not, something that they can't do, and something that never was meant to be for them. And if a person understands that the sheirish of the midah is that klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu amekulei chaser, everything I have is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's, and that defines my approach in tefillah. I stand in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu with nothing, and I ask for metzias, and that's appropriate there, and that's emes over there. And when I look around the world, I look around with an ayin toiv. Everything I have to fulfill myself, I have, and there are other people that have what they need. And every single person in the Bria has his kalim that he needs to develop. And I have it b'shleimus. No one else's chalik. I'm not missing something that's not mine, not in the physical level, and not in even the ruchniske kalim. And when a person lives with an ayin toiv, it's ashrecha v'toiv lach. He has toiv. He develops toiv in his ruchniske world, and he's a happy person in the world around. Shalom.